You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Yo. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit. And we back here with another episode on the Less Munches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. I didn't mean to press that, but I meant to press this.
He's back!
C. Marty Fit is back. Natalia already said it.
He's back!
We back here in the building. Another fire Sunday stream coming up. Having a good, productive weekend so far, man. And I say this, man. Get around some old heads that's going to drop some game to you, man, because one of my mentors that was my mentor when I was living in LA. I hadn't seen him. I only seen him one time since I moved from LA. He was in town. He was like, "Hey man, let's meet up this morning." It was last minute. I'm like, "Damn, I don't feel like going." Went, dropped a ton of game on me that I needed. So get around the old heads, man. Sometimes you just gotta do some stuff when you don't feel like it. That just gave me a spark to my day for real. So I got energy. I got the energy today, man.
Dom DeMarco.
But, hey, if this is your first time watching, go ahead, hit the like button. If you return and hit the like button. And if it is your first time watching, you're probably wondering, why do I need to hit the like button? Well, I'm about to tell you why you need to hit the like button. This is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The dopest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest. The most entertaining, the funniest, the most haters, everything. All right? Ain't no other fitness podcast doing it like this. And I've been working, man. I've been working, dog. We got more stuff on the way. Trying to work on some different content for y'all. But listen, anyway, hit that like button. I'm going to get to these comments. And we're gonna get this episode started. We ain't going to be here too long on Sunday. Y'all know how we do. All right? Tasha, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, Tasha. It's fall. I mean, yeah, it's fall, winter time. I haven't gotten no pictures in the sweatsuits. What's going on, Tasha? That's all I'm going to say. And I'm not going to say
what race, what people.
I meant to text you that, Tasha, but I keep forgetting. So this is the best way for me to tell you because, yeah, sorry. What's up, Fit Fan? What's going on?
Welcome to the show.
What you know, Joe? Ezekiel, welcome back.
Welcome to the show.
Jennifer, welcome back.
Welcome to the show.
Take us to church. We definitely about to go to church. And dang, I meant to add it. I got to add something to the soundboard for next Sunday. But anyway, hey, man, with all that being said, let's get into it, man. Oh, I ain't put my glasses on. Sure. So pretty much what we do on Sundays is we bring together two things I'm passionate about. A lot of people who watch the podcast passionate about. We bring together faith, fitness, right? So we bring up some Bible verses that's going to inspire you to crush your workout, stay on track, stay on your goals, build your temple, and just be disciplined, all right? So that's pretty much what we've been doing on Sundays. People liking it, so we're going to continue to do it. And another reason I do it is because these fitness principles, like if you need a why or something to help keep you on track, a lot of people look at it just like, you try and work out or just be the bodybuilder. But when you look at it as something bigger than that, right? This specifically, it can keep that engine going, right? Keep you going on the days you don't feel like it. When you're looking at it, like, this is what God wants you to do. So not that I'm super biblical or super Christian or anything like that, but, you know, I am a believer, and you don't have to be a Christian to listen to these. You can still get some game from this, and you can still apply it to your world and your fitness world, whether you're a different religion or whether you don't believe in anything. This is still game right here. $1 million worth of game. All right, so that's why we do it. Okay, I'm not trying to convert anybody or anything. Tasha said, LOL, I got you. Just got done with leg day. What up, coach? Hey, coach, I seen you going to the gym when I was leaving. But, hey, first Bible verse, are y'all ready? All right, this one is about focusing on your goal. We got Proverbs 4:25. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. So what does this mean? This is telling you to focus and stay on course. When you get on your fitness journey, it's a lot of things that could throw you off, take you off track, right? A lot of distractions, a lot of negativity. That could be the people around you. That could be the restaurants around you. That could be the commercials you see. A lot of that. I'm trying not to curse on Sundays. One might slip out, but forgive me. A lot of that. All them distractions are there, right? So in fitness, distractions, that's easily going to throw us off, like I said. So this could be skipping a workout. This could be indulging in too much dessert. You got to keep your eyes on the goal and keep your head in the game, right? You have to stay locked in, right? It's easy to get thrown off. And if you live in America, clearly.
Big back activity.
We a big back country. You got big backs everywhere. You look to the left, right, straight ahead, behind you, diagonal, across the street, up the street, down the road. It's a big back there, everywhere, right? So when I'm training clients, I always try to remind them, like, focus on what got you started. What was the reason you got started? It could have been because you didn't like how you looked. You could have been out of breath when you walked up the steps. You can't play with your kids. You might be out of breath with other things in your life. It's Sunday, so I ain't about to wild out too much. Put it together. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say
what race, what people.
But whatever it is, lose weight, gain weight, confidence, improve your health. Keeping your why front and center is going to keep you moving forward, even when things get tough, right? So we got a study in the Journal of Sport and Exercise Psychology. It found that goal-oriented thinking significantly improves performance and motivation, right? So when you have a goal, you're more likely to hit your goals. When you have vision, you're more likely to hit your goals and stay with the vision, right? So you got to keep your why. You got to keep it clear. Right? Focus on the finish line and the results will follow. Right? Killing y'all already on this good Sunday, man. So definitely got to stay focused and make sure y'all hit the like button because I am killing y'all. But yeah, man, you gotta stay locked in on the why, because you could get locked in on the wrong things. And sometimes the little surface level goals are great. Right. So you could have the surface level goal of the vacation, have the surface level goal of the fitting a dress or fitting a custom suit, fellas. It doesn't matter. Right. But you can't fall off after that. It's so easy to do that. It's so easy to lose motivation, whatever. Motivation. I'm not motivated. It's so easy to fall off of that. Once that event is over or that vacation is over, this is a long term game. All right. And you can't quit just because you're not seeing the results in the short term. All right? Let's get to the next verse. And I'm killing y'all already. Where's my bop? My bell. All right? This verse. Oops. I went to the wrong one. There we go. All right. This verse about spiritual and physical training, because you got to train both. You got to train the spiritual, the physical, and the mental. All right, we got 1 Timothy 4:8. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. Well, let's get into it. You wondering why did I choose this verse? I'm going to tell you why I chose it. Let's get into it. All right. This is powerful because it reminds us that while fitness is important, it's not the only thing that matters. Right. Strengthen your spirit while you strengthen your body. This is all about balance. You have to work on both, right? Now, we want to get in shape. We want to have the bomb body. We want to feel great. We want to look great. But what good is that if other areas of your life are falling off? Nobody want to be around a fit person that's broke, the fit person that's got the terrible mindset, the fit person that's an a-hole, the fit person that's super negative, the fit person that's selfish, the fit person that don't care about nobody, right? Who wants to be around that? So, yes, we get fit, but we here, we trying to make us better people here, too. We not just here to talk about straight fitness. It's other people that do that. That's great. You could go there to them. But at the end of the day, right, if because we got a lot of issues in this country outside of the obesity.
Big back activity.
Belly, belly.
So the reason, one of the reasons I love fitness so much is because it's made me a better man. It's made me mature. It's made me look in the mirror and improve other areas of my life. It's changed my mindset, right? It's made me approach obstacles differently. It's made me walk away from things that aren't serving me, right? So, yes, work on your fitness, but use your fitness to work on your spirit, on your spirituality as well. That's a bar right there. Nobody's going to tell you that. Dom the Monko, Monko. I tell people, fitness is like faith, right? You got to work on it daily. So, not saying you got to work out every day, but if you are taking a rest day, right, you got to meal prep. You got to stretch. You can go active recovery. You can do foam rolling. You could do light cardio. You could go on a hike. You can do things like that. At the same time, your physical gains are great, but your spiritual growth is what gives you what gives those gains purpose. Right. So you becoming better with your fitness is going to make you a better father, husband, mother, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, sister, brother, parent, employee, business owner, whatever. Right. So you got to look at the bigger picture with that. So when I'm hitting the gym, I always reflect on how both kinds of trainings go hand in hand. So I'm trying to get better on both each day. So I'm always putting positive things in my ears, putting out positive content. Trying to be better for the people around me, for the people in my life. And that's because of fitness. That stemmed from fitness. When I wasn't serious about my workouts, you know, I wasn't helping people as much. I wasn't getting away from things that's not serving me, making me better. So use the fitness to make you better overall, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Bars. You feel me? We got study. A study in Frontiers in Psychology showed that combining spiritual practices with physical activity improves mental and emotional well-being. So a little prayer before leg day ain't a bad idea. Now, I'm not trying to tell anybody to become super religious, because y'all know some of these Christians out here straight cap.
Stop the cap.
Some of these pastors out here straight cap.
Stop the cap.
So we ain't preaching none of that. Okay, that's a whole nother issue. I could cook that too, but we here for fitness. And they not in shape.
Stop the cap.
And they eating big back food at the service.
Stop the cap.
That's another issue, but we ain't gonna talk about that. Big back food at church. They don't want you to get in shape. They just want your money. Where my money at? That's all they want. All right. Now, physical training is definitely a value, but you can't forget about God, about faith, right? So don't let a six-pack replace your good soul. Don't let the leg gains replace your soul. Don't let the arms replace your soul. It make you a bad person out here. We don't have time for that. You could do both, all right?
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
You can get better in the gym and outside of the gym. And I'm killing y'all on this good Sunday. Let's keep this episode going. Let's keep the episode going. Killing y'all. Hey, man, make sure y'all hit that like button. And I don't know if y'all can see it on y'all end, but I tried to do something different today. I tried to put the super chat goal in there, and you don't have to. But if I get to the super chat goal, whoever contributes gets a free t-shirt. Is it in there? Yeah, it is in there. See, go. Here it is. Yeah, it's in there. All right, so whoever contributes, y'all get a free t-shirt. I'm just saying. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. But anyway, Brown Baldy says, using fitness as ministry is on point, brother. Much respect. These folks need to hear it. It's a lot of stuff they need to hear. It's a lot of stuff that ain't, a lot of positive stuff that ain't being spread out here. It's a lot of negativity being spread out here. I pray every time I hit the the platform, putting 400 on your back is no joke. It is no joke. And that might be a no diddy, coach.
No diddy, you know.
Putting 400 on your back might be a pause.
First of all, pause.
But no, you're right.
That's past crazy. Pause.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. All right, let's keep this thing going, man. Am I on the right verse? Because I know I skipped a verse accidentally. Oh, no, I didn't. All right. We got the next verse is about, make sure y'all hit the like button. The next verse is about not giving up. We got Isaiah 40:31. All right. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So I know you're wondering why I chose that verse. Let's talk about it. So you can't give up on your fitness journey, right? This is a verse that's about endurance. This is a reminder that hope and faith can carry us through even when our strength is running low, right? So whether we're in the middle of a workout or life's challenges, you got to keep faith and you got to keep pushing. Because at the end of the day, let's talk about it. You're going to have obstacles in every area of your life. Finances, business, work, relationship, stuff with your kids. I almost cussed. Try not to cuss on Sundays. Some of y'all got bad kids. But you're going to have these struggles regardless, man. So you can't, the first thing you do is you can't just give up on it. Right, you can't just be like, all right, that's tough, that's hard, I'm done. I'm not gonna deal with this anymore, right? Because if that's the case, nobody would be fit, nobody would be successful, nobody would hit any of the goals that they want to hit. So there's no point in giving up. And fitness, I always say, is the greatest parallel to life. There's no need to quit on it, right? Let's keep it going. So let's be real. We all hit the walls. We all hit the obstacles. You know, I've been in workouts where I had nothing left, whether that was been as an adult, whether that was as a Division I athlete, high school athlete, right? But hope and a quick prayer, that's going to keep you pushing. And then not necessarily if you push during, not saying we got to pray during the workout, but if you praying on the regular, you praying at night, you praying in the mornings, you're in tune, you're in line with your faith, right? That's going to keep you pushing. So renewing your strength is not just physical. This is a mental and spiritual thing as well. Bars. All bars. It is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got it done. All right? So, I I'm going to keep it real, bro. I got so many clients. Oh, did I do that right? No, I didn't. Sorry, y'all. One sec, trying to do something here. All right, I got so many clients that just, like, they'll give up. They went and got a new trainer, right? They give up allegedly because my program isn't working. They go and get a new trainer. Guess what? They still fat.
Belly, belly.
So the issue, you got an issue with giving up. You have an issue with keeping up with things. You have an issue with staying consistent. You have an issue with believing. You have an issue with faith. It's not me, right? I know somebody, and this is no disrespect to nobody, and this person might see this. I really don't care. I don't give a, you know what, I'm trying not to cuss on Sunday. But they've been to at least 5 or 6 trainers in the past 5 or 6 years and still built like Pillsbury Doughboy or girl. I don't want to say what gender it is. And I'm not going to say, but I'll tell you what race they are.
I'm not going to say
They still not slim.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
And they still got back on top of back.
Your back has a back.
But the point is, you keep giving up. You're never going to hit your goal. You got to stick with something. You got to have some type of trust. I know it's a lot of janky trainers out here and this and that, but before you go and blame them, look at yourself, look at your habits, look at your life. And so especially if you're not in tune with your faith and you're not praying and you're not putting positive things in your ears, you're not speaking positively, you're not moving positively, you're not moving in the right directions with your meal prep, you're not moving in the right direction with your consistency, with your cardio and things you do outside of the trainer, you're never going to hit the goal. So stop giving up, look at yourself in the mirror, And let's keep this podcast going. Yep. All facts. We got a study and Journal of Applied Physiology. This shows that mental resilience increases performance. So you got to keep the faith and the strength will follow. And last thing on this one, endurance athletes, they talk about the second wind, and this is the science to back it up, right? So if you're struggling in a workout, you know, some of the top athletes in the world, they have a strong faith. They have a strong belief, right? So just look at them. If they have it, why don't you have it? Coach Pope laughing. Even the Bible says that sloth and gluttony are wrong. And that's what's crazy, man. It not to act like I'm a saint, but literally, man, people get mad at me for telling people to stop being gluttonous, change your lifestyle. And it's literally in the Bible. It's all over the Bible, right? I don't want to get into it too much, but it's literally all over the Bible. People suffer consequences for being gluttons, and they suffer consequences for being selfish. So it's literally, that's what I'm saying. You can't, that's my issue with churches. I could do a church stream, but it's just like, bro, like, yeah, y'all preaching one thing, but it's a lot of things that y'all don't touch on. And that's a whole nother conversation. I ain't going to get into it, but that's why I'm not tripping off when people say they go to church. Like, that means nothing for me. I got to learn your character and learn what you're doing in your life. Anyway, let's keep it going. Going to catch the rest of the podcast after work. Y'all be blessed. All right, Brown Baldy, take it easy, brother. Jennifer, all three women in my office is huge and talk about the Bible. Yeah, okay, oh, brother.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Like, one of the biggest principles in the Bible is discipline. Like, it's literally all over the Bible, numerous books, numerous stories, and you sitting here and have zero discipline in your life. You see a cookie and you got to eat
nope.
it. You see a cake and you got to eat
nope.
it. You see alcohol and you got to drink
nope.
it. Not that I'm a saint, because I do have a drink from time to time, but it's not like I'm sitting here, can't control myself. Some of y'all can't even function in regular life without alcohol.
Nope.
That is an addiction. So I don't care how many Sundays you go to church, right? If you're not in tune with your fitness, if you don't exercise discipline, if you got to eat something every time you see it, you're not living you're not following the Bible.
Nope.
Right? That's a fact. They were first in line of a dealership of 50 people at the potluck. Whew. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. And, you know, and you got to understand, too, these are going to be the people that's telling you not to work out. These are going to be the people that's telling you not to get on your game. These are going to be the people in my comments disagreeing with my videos. You know, every now and then I'll get a fit person who's hating and disagrees, like an idiot I had last week. But most of these people, they have zero discipline in their lives. And it is what it is, man. It's the reality. So, but thank you for that, sharing that story, Jennifer. Tony Scorpio said, wow, what up, bro?
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It is crazy out here. All right, y'all ready for the next verse? Let's get it. This one talks about treating your body as a temple. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. It's good content. You're not going to find any other show like this. This verse talks about treating your body as a temple. We got 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit? Therefore, honor God with your bodies. This is a banger. Banger. I bet y'all who went to church on today or last Sunday, they ain't say that.
Nope.
Y'all ain't get that lesson.
Nope.
Now, every now and then I get on TikTok or Instagram. I see a preacher who's in the gym and preaching about it, and I love that.
Nope.
But most preachers ain't doing that.
Nope.
They eating at the potluck with you at the church.
Nope.
They got the ushers.
Nope.
They got the choir.
Nope.
The choir director.
Nope.
The the tithers.
Nope.
They all bringing Big Mac food out.
Nope.
You didn't hear this verse at church. Nope. Anyway, let me stop before I get carried away. All right, so this verse right here, this calls us to respect and care for our bodies as temples. So fitness is not just about aesthetics. This is about stewardship. When you take care of your body, you honor the gift you've been given. And what this is what kills me. And sometimes with fitness, you got to put things in perspective, right? You'll have people complaining they don't have time to go to the gym. You'll have people complaining it hurts. They don't feel like it. They don't have motivation. And this is no BS. I'm trying not to cuss on the episode. Yo, I see people go to the gym in the wheelchair. I see the people come in the gym with the crutches and they got one leg. I see disabled people. You know, the other day I was talking to a father about his autistic kid at 18. He was like, I want to go to the gym. And he was in there. He was so happy to be in the gym. Like, he's a little socially awkward. He really can't communicate. But you could see the joy on his face when he was in the gym. You feel me? So it's a lot of people who are 100% fine with no issues holding them back, and they don't even try. So if you're not trying, right, I'm bringing this back to the verse, you're not honoring God. You're not using the gift that he gave you, right? And that mindset right there keeps me going. That's why I can continue to, you know, and I'm not trying to brag or nothing, but that's why I can continue to do this podcast and be consistent with it. Like, I had a memory pop up. It said 1 year ago, like today. Today, 1 year ago, I was podcasting. And it's like, yo, I keep going. My channel's growing. And
you've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
It's like, I have a gift of a way with words, a way of speaking, a way with joking that can send a message to people. So I'm going to keep doing it. I have an able body. I'm going to keep working out, right? I have a car that's paid off. I can drive my car to the gym. Like, a lot of people don't look at it like that. And you just got to realize you're not honoring God in this way. Not to say that I'm a saint in every area of my life, but there was one staple right here, having that mindset. It does lead to other areas of my life and make things better. And that's a fact. Nobody's really going to tell you that. Nobody's really going to tell you that. All right? So I got to tell my clients, like, your body is not just, this isn't just a shell. Your body's sacred. Your body's a sacred space. So you got to treat it with respect. You got to care about it. You only get one. So you got to nourish it with the right foods. You got to stay active. And you also have to prioritize rest. And this is my issue with one of my clients now, and not to like put her on blast or anything, but you know, when you're honoring God with taking care of your body, sometimes you got to sit down. You can't be at every kickback.
Nope.
You can't be at every brunch.
Nope.
Right? You out of town all the time. You always celebrating. You drinking. You're not getting results. So you're making my business look bad. You outside wearing less brunches, more crunches gear. They like, oh, you trained with C. Marty?
Nope.
I'm not claiming you. But you got to sit. Sometimes sitting down and saying no to the party and saying no to your friends in the big back activities.
Big back activity.
That's honoring God too, because you're not taking care of your temple doing that stuff, because 9 times out of 10, you're not there just drinking water. Right, you're not eating clean after the party. You get out the club 2 a.m., get out the hookah spot 2 a.m., 3 a.m. You're not eating clean. You're not thinking about your fitness goals at this point. Right? So when you know, look at it as I'm honoring God, you're more likely to stay on track. That's a bar. Stay on track for that back, right? So you can't serve others or yourself if you run it on empty. So you got to get that nourishment in and put the right stuff in your body. We got a study in the American Journal of Lifestyle Medicine. It found that regular exercise and healthy nutrition significantly reduce chronic illnesses. We already knew that. So treating your body like a temple is going to pay off. It's going to reduce the risk for these chronic diseases, reduce the risk for like injuries or, you know, just losing mobility in certain areas of your body. You know, I got people in my family that got a hip replacement. You know, I got people in my family with all types of stuff. So it's bigger than just getting this body for the vacation. It's bigger than just getting a fat ass. Oh, excuse me. I was trying not to cuss on Sunday. My bad. It's bigger than just trying to get a six pack, right? It's bigger than that, y'all. So just think, your body's a temple, right? You can't be taking the temple to the fast food drive through all the time. You can't be taking the temple to the hookah bar all the time. You can't be taking the temple on big back vacations all the time. Can't be taking your temple to the club all the time. To the bar all the time. You could watch football, but you ain't got to be at the tailgate drinking Bud Lights all the time. You ain't got to be, it's restaurant week. We're going to try a new restaurant all the time. Treat your body like a temple, man. I'm killing y'all on this episode. Hit the like button. Good time. Yes, sir. See Marty changing lives. Hey, good time. First, welcome to the show. Oh, my bad. Welcome to the show. Good time.
Welcome to the show.
I'm trying to, man. We putting out good content over here. But yeah, man, got to. I hope these messages get to somebody and you could look at fitness through a different lens. Also, your job's Christmas party. You can't take the temple to your job's Christmas party all the time. So look, man. It is what it is, man. Coach Pope Fitness 100. Yes, sir. Coach Pope Fitness with the super chat. Man. We hit the goal for today. We hit the goal for today, man. Hey, appreciate you, Coach. And since I say y'all get a free T-shirt. Tell me what size, Coach. You already know my number. I could just bring it to you. I ain't got to mail nothing to you. Just let me know, man. I got you. I'll bring it this week. Good time with another super chat. Appreciate you, big dog. Where's my? Yes, sir. Hit the goal for today, and I said at the beginning, anybody that contributes, I'm giving them a T-shirt. So good time. What you could do is, I don't know if you got me on social media, but you could send me an email, cmartyfit@gmail.com. It's in the description below. Shoot me an email with your info, address, whatever. I'll shoot that out this week to you. Appreciate you, big dog. And yeah, that's how we doing it. Man, I almost missed it. What's up, Marty? Sup, Chad? How y'all doing this morning? What? Hey, sucking at games. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
It's a good episode so far. You did miss some good gems, but you can always catch the playback. But we gotta keep this thing going. All right. And like I said, Sunday we ain't gonna be here all day. I try to just drop the game, get here, get right back out. And I got some content for y'all this week. Oh brother, oh brother, oh man. All right, y'all ready for the next verse? Strength and community. This verse is about strength and community. We got Ecclesiastes 4:9-10. All right. Two are better than one because they have a good return on their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. Let's talk about it. Why did I choose this verse? I'm about to tell y'all right now. And this is a big part of why I do what I do with this YouTube channel and this podcast. Fitness, like faith, thrives in community. That's a part. Right? So, because this verse reminds us that we're stronger together, you need to find a fitness community to keep you on track. Right? You go to church. Because you want your spiritual community, right? You might have the book club because you want to have the mental community, right? Get you a fitness community. That's what this YouTube channel is. That's what this podcast is. Have a workout buddy. Have a workout group. A supportive community can make all the difference in staying on track. Sometimes you might not want to do it on your own. Because you might be nervous, you might be a little hesitant, you might be a little insecure about the process. But if you get a community, you can build your confidence, you can feel more comfortable, you're getting encouraged. Because we know you're going to have distractions. We talked about that earlier. We know you're going to have distractions. We're going to have people throw you off. We're going to have people try to discourage you from getting that body that you want. They're going to try to encourage that
big back activity
that you don't want, right? They're going to try to encourage the the back on top of a back.
Your back has a back.
They're going to try to tell you you're a black woman, so you can't lose weight.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
They're going
to
tell you the Trump is going to keep you overweight and out of shape.
The diet don't work for you the same.
She did say that, even though Trump wasn't in office. Actually, he was in office when she made this, like 2019, 2020. She said that, and he's back in office. We can't use that excuse. Whether you voted for him or not, I don't care. This is not about politics. Cut that excuse out. And I know them videos going to come out, which is great because it's going to give me content to dissect it. But we can't use that excuse, right? So find a community that's going to be a positive impact on you, right? And sometimes you're going to feel down, you know. Even the other day, I had a girl, one of my clients, she was like, I'm just not feeling it. Like, I looked in the mirror this morning, I ain't like what I saw, woo, 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 woo. My job as the coach, I got to lift her back up. So in my job, being the leader of this fitness community, lift y'all back up. Y'all got to look at something positive, because you might have a guy in your phone, and don't worry about that. You good. You look good anyway. You look good. Yeah, you might look good, but hey, we got to stay on track, right? You set a goal to drop 5-10% body fat. Let's hit it. Let's do it, because that's going to change your life and change your mind and change your perspective and probably make you better in another area of life. So let's lose that 5-10% body fat. How is gaining 5 or 10% body fat going to improve your life more than losing 5 to 10 body fat percentage? Huh? How is that going to help? Oh well, I'm going to be happy. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Gorging yourself and being a glutton ain't about to make you happy. So cut that out. It's Sunday. I'm not cussing. Cut it out. All right. One of the best things about group training or having a fitness community is the energy it creates. It's hard to create that energy by yourself. When you're surrounded by people cheering you on, it's hard to quit. So you less likely to quit. You got somebody. If you BSing, hey, where you at? I ain't see you today. What's going on? Why you ain't come to the gym? That right there, it might be an awkward conversation. You might find yourself stuttering. You might find yourself lying.
Stop the cap.
So in order to just avoid that, you probably just going to show up and just get the workout over with, even though you don't feel like it. And then when you get it over with, you're going to feel better when you leave the gym. You're going to be happy you did it. All facts. And life and fitness were not meant to do it alone. So find a fitness community. Bars. All bars. We got a study in social science and medicine showed that people who exercise in groups are more likely to stick to their routines and achieve their goals. So grab a buddy, get moving. And I know I talk about the classes, the soul cycles, Solid Core, Barry's Boot Camp, F45. It's so many of them now. But if that's what works for you and it's going to keep you consistent, do it. Do I think you can get better results with traditional strength training? Absolutely. But if that's going to be better than nothing, or if that's going to be, if you have a 45-minute window or however long them classes are, hour, I don't know, 30 minutes, if that's your window and that's what's going to keep you on track and get you going, do it. At least you got a community. It's encouraging. It's positive. It's going to keep you on point. I ain't got no issue with that. But I'm always going to tell you, I think traditional strength training is better than that. And sprinkling those classes in. Sprinkling in the yoga class. Sprinkling in the HIIT class. Sprinkling in the cycling. The Orange Theory. Sprinkling that in along with your traditional strength training. But if that's what you got to do to get started, find your routine, find your rhythm, absolutely do it. And a lot of times, if you are doing traditional strength training and you are pushing yourself in the gym, you might fail a weight. You might have someone struggling. You might have someone struggling to, I mean, you might struggle to lift the weight. So you might have someone spot you, have someone help you lift the weight up. And that's going to boost your confidence even more. You're going to be looking forward to the next workout. Like, yo, I lifted X, Y, Z. I lifted 100 pounds. I lifted 200 pounds. I'm going to see if I could do 105, 205, right? So the fitness community is only going to have a compound effect on your work.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Workouts, man. I'm killing you. It's good info. You know what I'm saying? Sucking at games with the super chat. Hey, appreciate you, bro. Another super chat. Hey, anybody who sends a super chat from now on gets a t-shirt. Sucking at games, you got my DM. So DM me your address. I'm going to get that out to you this week. And tell me what size y'all wear. Pause.
No diddy, you know?
But yeah, I'm going to get that out to y'all. Appreciate y'all. RFK wants us to stop using food dyes. I support that. And you want to know what's crazy, man? Not to get political. I'm not getting political. But RFK was a nominee to be president. That's all I'm going to say. So if you don't like Trump, and we could have had RFK as president, I'm stopping right there. I know I said it a couple weeks ago. I'm stopping right there before I get on a tangent, because I'm really not going to say what I want to say.
I'm not going to say what I'm not race, getting political what right people. Now.
I didn't say who I like or dislike. I just pointed out a fact. So don't go jumping to conclusions, because I ain't say nothing about my beliefs. That's all I'm going to say. It's cool working out by myself. It's great working out with a partner, especially your spouse. Jennifer with the super chat, appreciate you. Hey, Jennifer, I don't know if you have me on social media, you never sent me a message. So you can send me an email, cmartyfit@gmail.com with your addy, shirt size. I'm going to get all that out to y'all this week, because I appreciate y'all. Lean muscle mass will boost your metabolism and help you burn fat. Oh, yeah, absolutely. We know that. That right there, got to understand, training to increase your metabolism, okay? Ozempic don't increase your metabolism. Detox don't increase your metabolism. fasting doesn't increase your metabolism. Strength training does. The more muscle you carry, the more calories you're going to burn. Jennifer said, cool. Yeah, Jennifer, cmartyfit@gmail.com. Spelled exactly like it is on the YouTube name. So appreciate that. All right. We got one more verse before we get up out of here. Are y'all ready? Yes. Hold on. Let me get a sip of water. Sip of water because I've been talking a lot. You see, I got my gallon. Y'all need y'all gallon too. All right, man. Where we at? Oh, this one is about trusting the process. Kind of like what we talked about earlier, but commit your way to the Lord, trusting him, and he will act. Let's break it down. I know y'all wondering, why did I choose that verse? I'm about to tell y'all. I'm about to let y'all know. So this is about basically surrendering to the process. Trust the journey, whether this is a fitness goal or whether this is a life goal. Consistency and faith will always produce results over time. So, I told y'all, I don't know when I told y'all, but I told y'all before, sometimes you need time in the game. A lot of times you don't get the results because you ain't spent a lot of time in the game. You only been in the game for 6 months. You've been big backing for 2 decades.
Big back activity.
You've been big backing for 3 decades.
Big back activity.
So, no, you're not going to see that much in 6 months. Can you make a change in 6 months? Absolutely. Absolutely you're going to see a change. But it might not be the ultimate change that you want, like your ultimate goal. You're not going to hit your ultimate goal in 6 months. you haven't spent a lot of time in the game. And a lot of the people that you've been watching, they have been consistent and they've had faith in the journey for years. Years. You feel me? You know, a lot of people be like my mom is fit. You know, a lot of people will say, oh, your mom's fit. That's why you're fit. No. Nobody remember my mom in high school. My mom was close to 200 pounds. Nobody remember that. My mom been doing this ish for what, 14, 15 years now. So that's why she looks like the way she looks, you know. And numerous people in that 50s and 60s age group, 40s, a lot of people, you know, they've been doing it for years. Even myself, yes, I was fortunate enough to be an athlete, but I've been in the game for years. I've been doing this. I've been lifting weights since I was 14, 13, 14. So I've been doing this for a long time. So you can't compare yourself to me. You can't compare yourself to Coach Pope Fitness, who've been doing this for a long time. You know what I mean? So time in the game is everything. So you got to have some consistency. So I got to remind myself and my clients, you're not going to see these results overnight. But you, if you stay committed to the process, if you trust the process, even when you look in the mirror, you don't think it's changing. Did you take a picture and compare it from 2 months ago or last month? No, you didn't. Okay, then shut up. Okay, then.
Shut up!
Shut up. You gotta take inventory, too, while you're being consistent. So you're just saying you don't look the way you want to look. Okay, but you look better than when you started in 2023 or 2022. You're making progress, right? You're going to look back and be amazed at how far you come. So, yes, be consistent, but take inventory while you're practicing the consistency. So we have behavioral research shows that trust and a structured plan leads to better adherence and outcomes. So trust in the process, right? That's not just faith. This is something that's been proven to work, right? Look at successful people. And that's one thing I do. I study a lot of successful people, athletes, business owners. They have been consistent and they have had time in the game. A lot of the people we watch that we admire have been doing what they do for 20 years, 30 years, right? They were doing this when nobody was thinking about it. They were doing this when nobody was recognizing them. And you have to stay on your fitness journey when nobody's praising you, because you're not going to get a lot of praise at first. It might not be a super positive experience at first, but you still got to stay consistent with it, all right? You got to commit your way. You got to trust the process, but you got to trust that the squats don't lie. The bench press don't lie. The cardio don't lie. The meal prep don't lie. You got to trust it all. The whole shebang, the whole process, right? And at some point, your effort is going to show. So, good stuff, man. So we had six powerful Bible verses, right? They connect directly to fitness and your life. So whether it's staying focused, building endurance, treating your body as a temple, these are principles that's going to remind us that faith and fitness go hand in hand, and it's going to remind us to stay on our journey, right? So, you know, I'm sure one of these verses stuck out to you. Pick one. Let that be the motto for the week, right? And stick with it. Bet you have a good week. So, you know, that's the lesson for today. Faith is like fitness. That's what it is, man. So, look, appreciate y'all watching another fire episode of Let's Burn This Smoke. Yeah, man, consistency is key. It's going to take at least a year to start seeing any significant change. And that's another thing, too, man. A lot of people that give up on fitness or have given up on my training in general, they didn't give it a year, right? And I had one client who actually gave me a year, didn't really see change, but I'm like, look, you can't sit here and say you gave me a year when you've been at every kickback you've been invited to. You've been drinking alcohol for, if it was 52 weeks that we did the comparison, you've been drinking alcohol for 49 of the 52 weeks, weekends. So you can't do that. You got to have some consistency. I'm not saying don't ever have fun and enjoy yourself. Obviously, I tell y'all that all the time. But You got to have a year of some consistency. You can't say you're consistent and you're drinking 49 out of 52 weeks. That's a guess. Maybe it was 45 out of 52 weeks. That's still a freaking lot. It's a mental game. It's a mental game, though, especially when you don't see results right away. It can be discouraging. It's very discouraging. Very discouraging. But that's why you got to keep the positivity around you. That's why I put the verse in there about having a community, because it goes a long way. See Marty already. Yes, sir. I got to be honest. Every time you post a Sunday live stream, it always reinforces me wanting to go work out on Sundays. That's what I'm saying. And I used to take Sundays off. So, but the way my schedule been lately, and I had to make some changes, I gotta take day off during the week, 2 days off during the week, because my day just be crazy. So I work out on Sundays too, because I got the time. So that's and it keep me going too. I'm like, this is the podcast for today. Yeah, let me get in that lab and get some work in. Getting cold outside, getting my treadmill set up as we speak. Yes, sir. You see, good time was walking outside every day. It's getting cold out. He's not stopping his walks. He's just making an adjustment, but he's keeping the same process and staying consistent with it. Look more on how you fit in your clothes and less on the scale. Come on, bro. That's what matters right there, bro. That's what matters right there. I keep telling people that, bro. Like, who care what the scale says if you're looking better in your clothes? You're looking leaner. You have less body fat. Your face is skinnier. Your double chin is skinnier. Who cares? yep, believe it or not, Saturday and Sunday are two of the best days to work out. Gym be empty. That's a fact. It's definitely two of the best days to work out, man. So listen, bro. Appreciate y'all watching the show. Hit the like button. Everybody that super chatted, thank you. Make sure y'all contact me, because I'm going to forget. If y'all don't hit me up, I'm going to forget. Be like, I ain't get my shirt from C. Marty, man. You better. Well, you didn't contact me. So make sure y'all at least send an email. Those of y'all that don't got me on social media, those of you got me on social media, just shoot me a DM. Those of you got my number, text me. And, hey, man, fire episode. Hit the like button. Check out the episode with me and Tune this past Friday, Big Back Chronicles 2. Jennifer said, already sent. Perfect, Jennifer. Big Back Chronicles 2, me and Tunji. Tunji's back. That was a good episode. And, yeah, man. We'll be live again on Wednesday. Hopefully 9:00 Eastern. Might be 9:15. Just depends on my day. My day be crazy. But, hey, if this is your first time watching, hit the like button. Subscribe to the page. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to be consistent, have some faith, have some mental endurance, don't watch the podcast. Don't come in my comments talking crazy, because we going to cook you. I'm going to cook you. Instagram, TikTok going to cook you. And you're going to be upset. So it is what it is. This is the Best Fitness Podcast out. I will catch y'all on Wednesday. We out of here.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.